And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
I import the file. It's just 19 minutes of silence before this starts.
It very well could be. Oh, and by the way, I color-coded the tracks where yours is pink.
Yes!
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty.
Yeah, it's...
You're a princess, all right.
That's exactly why I did that.
Best part about doing a podcast is from Vegas is that I can be sitting here picking my nose and nobody knows.
Well, now
I'm leaving
now
that part in the yeah. What's up, everyone? This is shut up. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris,
and booger picker over there. Nose. Booger picker, pappy the picker.
Picker pappy.
Picker pappy.
Picker
pappy. Picker pappy.
Pick
the
pint of pickled.
Pappies.
Poppers.
Mucus.
What?
Mm.
Booger.
Well, now you're making me hungry.
All right, music this week.
Well, that was easy.
So, let's see. What's big going on right now that we are missing is SGDQ.
Yep.
Summer Games Done Quick. Which we should totally get Twitch running on the Xbox over here.
And that's for money-raising purposes, right?
Yeah, all the donations go to Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
Does it change every year? They pick a different donation, or it's always
I believe SGDQ is always Doctors Without Borders, and AGDQ is like the Cancer Research Society, something like that.
Yeah, I believe so.
But I know
so
they pretty much stay.
Give them cancer so they can cure cancer.
Yes,
so, something like that.
They play Call of Duty so everybody gets cancer.
Because if everyone has cancer, we're going to try harder to cure it.
Yeah, the speed run is to see how quick people can get cancer from Call of Duty.
Man,
you can actually hold this back a little bit. You don't have to be like right on top of it, because that'll happen.
What'll happen? What I didn't see.
You don't hear. You don't hear it. I can hear it.
I can kind. I don't know. For those wondering, we have a new sound setup because other news that came out. Windows 10 upgrade happened.
Windows 10 came out, and I got really excited. And I'm like, yay, Windows 10! So I upgraded my computer, and I lost everything.
I upgraded to Windows 10, and nothing went wrong at all.
I forgot to upgrade to Windows 10.
Yeah, but I lost everything. So all day today has just been me attempting to re-download a lot of my plugins, and I guess I lost my product keys for like some of them. So like the one that I was using for like our master compressor for like all of the vocals, like gone. So
yay.
So
all of those bookmarked porn sites gone.
No, those are saved in my they're saved in my Chrome.
They're saved in the cloud.
They're on, yes. OneDrive, actually.
Thank you, Chrome, Internet.
You know, you bookmark something on your laptop, you go home with your netbook, and you just pop open Chrome, and hey, look, there's my...
That's the whole
porn reason
why I use it, man.
The porn video resumes right where you left off.
Right where you left off.
That's why I have a Windows phone.
It's completely just for that very reason.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Windows 10 is out. I'm enjoying it.
It seems cool. I don't know.
I have some gripes, but I mean,
like,
well, like loading up Solitaire, it was awesome when I opened it up and like 40 achievements popped from my time on previous versions of Solitaire.
What?
Carrying over. Like, oh. I got a stupid amount of free achievements, basically.
Okay, then.
But when you open up a random game of Solitaire and it's like, you're going to watch an ad.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. Open up Solitaire, you go to play a game, and it's like, you're gonna watch an ad now for 30 seconds. And the best part is we only have one ad, so every 4 or 5 games or so, you're going to watch the same goddamn car commercial where the shitty family is trying to sing Weezer.
So, basically what you're saying is the end of the world is nigh because we finally found a way to monetize Solitaire.
Well, I feel like you can't complain too much considering Windows 10 is fucking free.
Yeah.
For the introductory year, I guess. I mean, after that year, people will have to buy it, but, like, all of us get to upgrade free.
Which is
as long as
baller.
You have a...
I don't know. I can complain about everything Microsoft is doing since I spent $100 to get the key for fucking Excel and Microsoft Word, and it still doesn't work, and I'm still fucking playing around with, you know, Microsoft Service.
Well, you just have to learn
find
how
the right
to use
guy
it.
Who actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I think the shittiest part about the whole ads is, sure, you can upgrade to premium, but you can't just buy the upgrade. Like, you can do $1.99 for a month of premium.
Okay.
Or $9.99 for a year of premium Solitaire.
Okay. So
you can't just unlock it for good.
So guess what? I'm going to go back to the one argument that I always have when people complain about monetization is...
Don't play it.
Don't fucking play it.
Like, I like Solitaire, like, though. So.
It's Solitaire, though. I feel like I'm just going to say fuck you and keep a pack of cards next to my computer.
Yeah, right? I mean, like...
But think of the work you have to do, like, when you want to make a Tri-Peaks thing. Like, I don't have the room to physically do that with cards. And I don't,
sure you do.
And I don't have the patience to, like...
See, that's the
clean
more
it up.
The second part's the big one.
I was going to say it's the second part that's really getting you more than anything.
Really, where do I have the room to do it?
You could technically, if you really wanted to, you could do it. There's that entire kitchen floor there.
Yeah, I could do it on the floor.
You have that nice coffee table that I put into your living room.
There's stuff on it.
You can move the stuff.
No, I can't.
Of course you can. It's not like
remember,
it's...
part two is all based around laziness.
Right, so it's just based on the laziness. You can't...
I would rather try harder and save $10.
Or I could just hit the mute button for 30 seconds so I don't have to hear that shitty family horribly sing Buddy Holly.
You can do that,
too. Shut up.
Doo-loo-loo.
It's so bad.
You haven't seen
that commercial?
Listen, you have to remember every single time that you're like, have you seen said commercial or anything like that? Like, the only thing that I see commercials on is videos on YouTube, and I skip them after 2 seconds. So
I watch the occasional Hulu, but if it's not a Hulu commercial, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't watch TV. I don't like. I mean, technically, I am now in a house that has. Like, that has TV, but I won't watch
it. Yeah, since you're officially living in our spare bedroom.
Yep.
Oh, you moved in?
Yep.
All right, so when I come visit, we're snuggle buddies?
If you want to try and find a space to sleep.
He
right
could sleep under the...
Yeah, you could sleep under the chair that I'm sleeping in.
Yeah.
Oh, is it that chair of Joe's that's like the chair and the leg rest?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's comfortable. I slept there last year.
I have not been able to, get a good night's sleep yet.
Oh, wait, no. When I stayed there last year, I was still a drunkie, and I had, 12 beers minimum before going to bed.
I think maybe if I got myself, shit-faced, then I'd probably be able to sleep okay. But,
It's all we have, man.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, if I can get a little bit of extra money together, I might look into just getting, a twin bed.
Just throw a mattress on top of here.
I was going to go camping.
Maybe I could do that, actually.
Not. So I could look into seeing how much it would cost to mail that air mattress. If it's less than $20, I could just send it to you.
How big is it?
It's a full.
That's too big.
You need a cot. You need an army cot.
I do. I need an army cot. I was actually thinking about getting an army cot because then I'd be able to fold it up and move it out of the way.
I'm sure there's an Army Navy store around you somewhere.
Kiefer's
Army Navy. Quince Army Navy.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a radio commercial.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, if you don't remember that commercial from like middle school, I don't know what your problem is.
They've been running the same.
The only commercial I still remember from the radio is that Rita's, and that's why I still won't eat at Rita's.
I think the only other one that I remember is I'm a lucky girl. Hooray, oh boy. Look at my diamond. It came from Vanscoy. My boyfriend bought it. Saved lots of money too. Vanscoy's the diamond king. Yes, yeah, he's the man for you. Yeah, that's...
I had forgotten about that, and now I can't Thanks.
You're welcome.
Where is that place anyway? Is it on Monday Street?
On Monday Street.
It's actually pronounced Monday, but apparently it's Monday in every
Monday
fucking
Street. Monday.
Yeah, because, you know, fucking NEPA.
All of our listeners that are nowhere near our area are so confused right now.
Joe. Everyone can commiserate with the local radio ads that have been playing for 15 years straight.
Yeah, I mean,
being upgraded,
if you've ever passed through Pennsylvania, you've probably heard them.
Possibly.
Well, Rita's is everywhere. What's funny, though, is I've listened to radio here, and I've never heard a Rita's commercial.
I don't even know what Rita's commercial you're talking about.
Are you talking about, like, the Be Cool Eat Rita's? Be
that cool, one, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
God, yeah. How have I never heard that? Thank God.
In high school, you heard it. You just
You've just blocked it out of your mind.
But I still won't eat Aritas because of that commercial.
Why? They're great.
I don't care.
Well, you should care. You should care a lot, actually.
We care a lot.
Like, you know, the same reason I'll never dial 1-800-CASH now.
877 cash now. 877 cash now.
I have an annuity and I need cash now.
Oh, guess what? You're getting your call from your credit card.
Son of a bitch.
You should probably answer that because that's like pretty important.
Pappy, if this hangs up on you, I'm sorry.
It's going to.
All right.
This fraud prevention calling for Joseph Nisa or an authorized user. Please press any key to continue.
Okay.
Thank you. Please hold while your call is being transferred to the next available.
Fuck it. What else
you
are we going to do?
You probably don't
want to
put
this
through the show.
Will be monitored or
I don't care at this point.
Personal information?
If it gets too bad, I'll just edit.
I don't like this idea. This is a really terrible idea.
Uh huh.
And remember, Joe, you don't have to swallow the microphone. You don't have to swallow the microphone.
I'm trying to get used to it.
I know. It's different. It's very different. I have this thing freaking squashed, man. Like, like, I'm telling you, you know.
Thank you for your patience. We will be with you as quickly as possible.
That's a fucking lie.
When it comes on, you probably shouldn't talk because it's on speaker.
Well, I would presume. But you have to also understand that I'm not going to just sit here idly as we just wait.
I thought that was it.
This is going to be like just breaks in the audio and you're going to be like, what? Is that it? No.
Thank you for your patience. We will be with you as quickly as possible.
Oh, you goddamn liar.
Such a liar. Such a liar. They are bold-faced liars. Absolute bold-faced
liars. It says Papa Terrorist is on hold.
Thank you so much for patiently waiting. My name is Mir from Chase Card Fraud Operation, and please be advised that this call will be monitored or called. May I speak to Mr. Joseph Camisa?
Speaking.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Camisa. I'm calling about your Amazon account ending in 0772, and by the way, we sent an alert to your phone number and to your email at showcamnat.com. You can go ahead and disregard any alerts coming from us prior to this call because we are already working on your account, all right?
Okay.
And the reason why we are trying to contact you because we would like to verify some information here on your account from your Amazon.com card. And I can see here, you just recently changed your address that we have on file last July 20th.
Yes.
Thank you. Can you help me verify the previous address that we have on file?
The previous address would be 12 South Huntington Avenue in Danville, and the new one should be 341.5 Main Street in Sawyersville, PA.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying that. So I would like to verify transactions now on your account. Okay, there is a transaction that was made July 5th for the amount of $44.60 from Die Music Today. Do you recognize this?
What was the site or the charge from?
Okay, let me check the name of the merchant. It's Die Music Today. It's a miscellaneous general merchandise. It was accessed through internet.
It's probably mine then, yeah. The text message I got said something about, like, something costing $260 from some advertiser. I don't know what that is. Like, I have nowhere...
Go ahead. I
have no idea what that $260 charge is. I don't have anywhere near that amount available on my credit, so I obviously wouldn't make something like that. I did try using my card at Burger King today, which was declined, which was nice and embarrassing in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, I apologize for the inconvenience, Mr. Camisa. So the Die Music Today is valid, right? Let me go ahead and check the alert. Okay, so I can see here that you responded to our alert that you do not recognize a transaction from Border Free Inc. July 23rd, the $260.81. Is that right?
That is not mine at all.
Okay, let me go ahead and report this as fraudulent. And how about from, is this the one that you were trying to make a transaction from Burger King, $7.06?
Yep, that was mine.
Okay. And I thought you'd be inconvenienced if this transaction got declined, because the reason why the account has been put on hold because there were suspicious transaction, which is the $260.81. So let me go ahead and report this as fraudulent, and let me check other transactions.
All right, would I be able to cancel my current card and get a new card issued? Because if some charge showed up for $260, I don't think my information is very safe right now.
I understand. That's what I'm going to do, Mr. Camisa. So I need to cancel your card ending in 0772, and then I will provide you a replacement credit card to be sent to your home address. Can you help me verify the correct home address that we have on file?
341.5 Main Street, Sawyersville, PA, 18704.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And the replacement credit card will be sent to you within 3 to 5 business days through regular mail, and it's for free. Do you have any authorized user in this account?
No.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. And since I will be replacing your account number, there is an important information that I need to provide you on what you can expect in the next few days or weeks, including payments and charges. I can provide this to you through email. Can you help me verify your gmail.com?
JoeCamNet@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. So the correspondence will be sent to your gmail.com within 24 to 48 hours. All the information that I work on your account is already included to that. And if there were other additional fraudulent transactions, just contact us, okay?
All right.
Okay, hold on. Okay, before I... Okay, if I may ask, because I can see here there is an authorized user, other users on this account.
My wife, Ashley, but I don't think she has ever used her card, so it's not really necessary to keep her on there or send a replacement for her.
Okay, so you don't want to replace their credit card?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay, so the only one that I will be sending is your credit card, okay? So
yep.
Your authorized user will not be receiving any replacement credit card, only you. So the replacement credit card will be sent to you within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right.
And before I completely close this account, if I may ask, do you have any pending balance transfer or promotional checks within the last 5 business days?
Not that I know of.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to do a last-minute purchase before I close this account?
No.
Okay. Do you still have the card in your possession right now?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you provide me the security code at the back of the card?
Yeah, give me a second.
Sure.
459.
Okay, it's matched. So you need to destroy the card ending in 0772 because that's no longer usable right now. Just wait for the replacement card to be arrived to your home address, okay?
All right.
Okay, anything else before I let you go, Mr. Camisa?
Nope.
Okay, so thank you so much for picking up the phone for me, and thank you so much for banking with Chase. Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Pappy?
And I'm back.
Yay!
Jesus Christ. He answered the call and let it go through the recording and let it keep recording.
So yeah, my credit card phone call's going to be on this show.
Did you use any personal verification that someone could use to steal your identity?
My address. I gave my new address. That just means our listeners can now send me cards for, like, welcome to your new place.
No. No.
They could send me birthday cards in March.
No.
Christmas cards in December.
Poop. It will send you poop.
Microsoft gift cards anytime for any reason.
I'm going to take them.
Yes. Yeah. Please send Joe Microsoft gift cards so he can play solitaire.
Yes.
God damn it.
No, I'm not going to use... I'm not going to pay for premium on... fucking solitaire.
No,
why should
there's
I?
No reason to. If you, like,
exactly. So why should I?
Right. Exactly.
I'm sorry. My question is still, why is it a thing? But
money.
Yeah, money. Money.
Microtransactions. It's bad enough that the latest Windows, you get to play the games for a limited amount of time or a limited number of plays. Now you gotta just straight watch an ad. That's disgusting.
What has limited plays?
Like my last laptop came with, like, Plants vs. Zombies and a couple other games. Zuma.
But oh, so, you only like, had so like 30 minutes with it. You're getting Trials.
Yeah, I got Trials.
You know, like, those games aren't owned by Microsoft. That's all EA stuff.
I want
stuff.
You to give me free shit. I paid hundreds of dollars for you. You give me free shit on top of that.
I'll mail you free shit if you want shit.
Holy entitlement, Batman.
Hey, that's why, you know, I didn't feel terrible about buying the new Xbox. I bought another Halo Xbox. I got a $50 gift card and another black controller, so I'm not terribly angry.
Why's it got to be about color?
You fucking racist.
Because black controllers are cooler.
I'll give you that.
Didn't you go for the white one?
No. I got two blacks and a blue one, one of the special blue ones.
So racist. I would have went for the white console. Fuck that.
Nah,
me too, actually.
I use the handle and stick it up my ass when I'm masturbating, so I don't want anyone to see the shit.
That was a good one.
It wasn't a joke.
So that's why he didn't laugh.
Oh, shit.
Literally.
So what were we talking about?
Whatever it was. It's derailed.
Well, yeah, when we take a 5-10 minute break so I could talk about my credit card information getting compromised with some $260 charge for some marketing bullshit.
Yeah, I had time to catch up on a bunch of stuff. Read some cracked, caught up on the Brady lawsuit. You know,
did some crack.
Did some crack. I got to rinse off a controller when I get off the phone.
No, he's not going to rinse it.
No, he's just going to lick it.
Wipe up. Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
He's, oh, no.
No, I got to draw the line at the joke somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
In poop. That's the line.
I am not doing ass to mouth with my controller. That's just over the line.
That's taking terrible. It too far.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
So, yeah, Summer Games Done Quick.
My parents don't listen to the show.
Summer Games Done Quick is happening.
Oh, yeah. Is that what we were talking about?
We started there.
Oh, and I saw the Xbox thing with the new games every day. Their summer sale
started. It's not every day. It's just each week.
Yeah, sorry. 45 games over 5 weeks or something like that?
25.
20, yeah. Well,
it's basically through the month of August. 25 new digital games coming out in August.
And I'm hoping one or two of them will get it. Actually, King's Quest, I might drop for that tomorrow.
If you're going to do that, you might as well drop the $40 on the complete thing, because it also comes with a bonus epilogue that only comes in the complete package.
Now, is this just a reimagined or just a redone version of the original King's Quest?
It's reimagined. It's from what I was reading, I think the Destructoid review, actually, it said that it covers plot in between the games.
Oh, okay.
So it's, if you were a player of the old games, there's a lot there for you, but you don't need to have played the original games.
Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah, I've never... I think I played... Was it King's Quest 2 that had the Baba Yaga, the hut on bird legs?
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's the only one I played.
Dude, I barely remember
King's
last
Quest.
Week.
It might not have even been King's Quest, but yeah, the only point and click I played back in the day was... I remember the hut on Bird Lakes, and since, you know, one of the few perks of being Eastern European is that I actually knew the tale of Baba Yaga and her hut. So,
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I would always get King's Quest and Quest for Glory mixed up.
Maybe, I don't even know.
So I don't remember what I played back in the day.
I get King's Quest and Fester's Quest.
Yeah, those are really easy to confuse.
I know. Man.
No.
No.
Quest for Glory. Yep.
No.
Quest for Glory. So I've never played King's Quest.
No, I've never played like any of the point and click things. Except for, I think someone made me try and play... No, I lied. I played Myst.
I did not like Myst.
And by played Myst, I ran around trying to figure out what the fuck was going on in that game for like 3 hours and then rage quit.
Yeah, I can't wait for the movie next year.
Wait, what?
They're making a Myst movie. It's not next year, but it's in development.
What the fuck is that game even about? Like, I don't, like...
Well, remember, there are multiple books. I tried reading one of the Myst books, and it was more boring than the game for me. So, I don't know. The movie's gonna be just three guys wandering around a beautiful island and occasionally solving math.
Yeah.
They're just going to be banging their heads against, like, trees.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood. They'll eventually solve it. There's going to be, like, a giant alien demon monster that they have to fight. Yeah.
Don't forget, we're getting a fucking Minecraft movie.
Yeah. And we're already getting posters for the Warcraft movie.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, though. I mean, Warcraft, there's at least a lot of lore and a lot of, you know, stuff in the Warcraft universe.
I will be very upset if at some point during the movie... The orcs, the orc captain... Okay, so let me rephrase it. At some point during the movie, the orc captain has to point to a guy and tell him to do something, whereas the guy just goes, okay, and wanders off. Or I'll be very upset.
Why?
That's all I remember of the first Warcraft game, is you tell your guys to do stuff, like, okay.
Okay.
Like, the saddest voice in the world. Like, go build a hut. Okay.
Yeah, I never played it.
You are not the target audience.
I'm not the target audience for this entire episode so far.
Yeah, so far. I don't know. Don't you have any credit cards?
No, I don't, actually.
Huh.
What about the games done quick?
I'm not quick at playing games. I play games, but I don't do them quickly.
How about
the games done slowly and sensually?
How about that Crash Bandicoot 2 run?
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, so I guess we'll talk about that because it's sort of news, I guess.
It's memorable from those who have watched the marathon so far.
Yeah, so anybody that's actually watched the marathon so far, there was a kid, I guess. How old was that dude?
I have no idea.
All right, so, well, there was
probably late teens, in mid-20s, something like that.
I'm going to go late teens, maybe. So, there was this kid that was doing a speed run of Crash Bandicoot 2, and the whole way, like, the thing that he was using to speed run it was death manipulation.
Yeah,
so basically,
game over abuse, the title even said.
Right, so basically it's, you know, you run up, you get the gem, and as soon as you get the gem, you just kill yourself repeatedly.
To exit out of the level. Instead of finishing the level.
Right. So the kid was like making a bunch of jokes and wisecracks and remarks about like killing himself and like suicide and all that kind of stuff. And then eventually it kind of like spiraled into like just
it was very awkward.
It was really uncomfortable to watch because it was just kind of like the comments that he was coming off with. It was just kind of like, yeah,
very unnerving, I guess.
Okay, sure.
He even likened playing the game to domestic abuse. Like, I need to get away, but I can't stop.
Like, so it was just uncomfortable humor.
It was uncomfortable the entire time. He ended up they were reading off a donation that had something to do with Iwata, and like just completely like as soon as the thing was as soon as the comment was over, he just goes like rip. Like just super like super nonchalantly, like
very stoic.
Yeah, just kind of rip. Like just like, dude, what the like, really?
You can't even say rest in peace now. Is that like, have we acronymed real life now?
See, now here's the thing. I understand if you're gonna say like rip like in a joking, because in my eyes, if you're gonna go like rip, you're saying that in kind of like a jokingly, like, you know.
Like Kim Kardashian died, rip.
Yeah, like or like, oh man, my fan died on my computer, like rip. In peace, like, you know, yeah. Like shit
that,
like that.
That would
like
be someone like, oh yeah, there was a massacre at a school yesterday, rip.
Yeah, like that. Like it was the equivalent of that kind of comment in that kind of manner. And then towards the end of it, like well, there was other things too in the middle of it. Like he's just like making random noises.
Like he would make Gollum noises for some reason.
Yeah, like yeah, like really,
some,
like
one of the running themes for a lot of the SGDQ. Like they have a Super Metroid run, and at the end of the game, you can save like these three animals that teach you different tricks through the game, or you can leave them. And it's just like a little tiny thing you can do, but they have a big bidding war the entire week of save the animals or kill the animals. And the one donation read off and put kill the animals. And he's like, Crash Bandicoot is an animal. You don't want to kill the animals.
Like, he's just kind of like, it was there's a YouTube compilation that somebody put together of like all the quote unquote highlights.
Yeah.
Of the shit that he was pulling off. But the most unnerving part of it was, like, at the end of it, he was just like, I'm going to kill all of you.
I'm going to go crazy and kill everybody.
Yeah.
Like, at a heavily attended, very family-oriented event.
Yeah.
So this kid basically has social issues.
Pretty much. Like,
put him on air.
Before the really, really bad stuff, I made the joke of saying he probably owns a leather jacket and a ninja sword.
Yeah. Which is very possible.
The best kind of comparison I could give to you, Pappy, is remember Matrello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the ninja.
Did he finally magic himself out of existence?
I don't know, but I've got a heavy Matrello vibe from him, which Chris
doesn't
get. I think
the problem is
with
some of these guys, yeah, they may be good gamers, but now you're putting them in front of TV, and not everyone with this talent should be in front of a television.
Oh, and even worse is he's speedrunning the game. The goal of a speedrun is to complete the game fast a time as you can.
Right.
First off, you give an estimate of how long you think that this is going to take at, like, the longest. You give a fairly generous estimate because they build their schedule around everybody's estimates.
Yeah.
He went over his estimate.
Which he's, like, the only person that's went that's
someone
gone
else
over,
did
right?
on an overnight thing, but yeah. There were a lot of game issues there that weren't really his fault.
Yeah.
But what he was over the limit on his way to the final boss, and he intentionally soft-locked and crashed the game.
Why?
Because he wanted to.
Well, unfortunately, this is just one of those where the people hosting this event are just going to make sure he never comes back.
I believe if
they might have to put out a public apology, depending on how offended people were with some of his comments.
If the word online is true, he was removed from the event.
Oh, he was, like, kicked out the moment he was done?
I believe later on that day or that night, whatever it was, he was just removed from the event. He was asked to leave.
He's, like, removed from the event. I just think, like, 50s Mafia.
Just
yeah,
like,
we removed him. He won't be a problem anymore.
It's like you see in the movies where you see the front door of the hotel and the guy flies out onto the street.
Where am I gonna go?
I like the ones where it shows the front door and then the guy flies out the window next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
too.
It's a good touch.
The old saloon. But yeah, it was very, very difficult to watch.
Yeah. And the funny thing too is, like, you know, I was pumped like pretty much this whole week to just sit down and watch a bunch of speedruns. And like I sat down and this run starts and like maybe like 7 minutes into the run, like maybe not even that long, I'm like, Joe, if you want to change it, like, that's cool. Like,
it was like a train wreck. You guys just couldn't
like,
stop watching.
I just looked over to Chris and I don't know if you want to keep watching this. I kind of just want to play some more Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, I am not interested like in watching this at all.
Yeah, afterwards, I did go back and watch the highlights video to get all
the worst
quote unquote good stuff.
Yeah,
in this case, the highlights were the lowlights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel bad for the kid. I think he was just under a lot of pressure, social anxiety issues.
Yeah. And just poor social abilities.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably the best way that you could put it, is just straight up diarrhea of the mouth.
He didn't have anything constructive to say, so he just couldn't stop talking about unimportant shit and shit he shouldn't have been saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel bad for the kid, but you gotta know when to fucking stop.
See, but the funny thing is too is like at some point in the middle of the run, he's like, "Wow, I fucking hate myself." Like he's just kind of like what was it? He goes like, "I should probably shut up," but then he like kept going. So it's like,
I know it. I mean, there were some awesome runs. Like, this has been a great week.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually, like, it's playing in the other room, and I wish I was over there watching it, because they just did a Mega Man block.
Mega Man 4?
They did a Mega Man 4 race, which it was like a last-second thing. This one guy had a slight edge, and then the other guy got, like, a double-hit kill and won, like, a second before the other guy.
Oh, dude, these races have probably been the one thing that has been more entertaining than anything else in these runs.
There's some intense shit.
Dude, that fucking... The Donkey Kong one was really good.
Oh, man.
Donkey Kong Country 1. Like, they were within... They all finished within, like, 15 seconds of each other.
Something like that. And the one guy just, like, he would fuck up and fall behind and then pull something off. He got like a minute ahead at
the
one point.
Like he was the only guy that like he would fuck up, he'd get really far behind, but then he would pull off something absolutely fucking incredible that the other guys weren't even gonna attempt, and then like all of a sudden he's in the lead again. Like
even with like a minute lead, he still ended up
losing somehow. Yeah.
And took second out of, I think, four or three.
Three. There was three runners.
There was one that had a four-man race, which was crazy.
Yeah, which one was it? I'm trying to remember. Was that... That was another Mega Man, wasn't it?
I don't know. There have been so, so many.
There's been a lot of runs.
You guys just keep talking. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
You couldn't shit while I was dealing with the fucking credit card company?
I didn't have to shit when you were dealing with the credit card company.
God damn it. Just take
your
microphone in with you.
Runs.
You should take the mic in with you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go call my credit card company. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
No, you have to do it on the show. That's been made very clear.
That's obviously what Joe did.
God. Yes, keep talking to us.
I don't even know if... Can you hear us? Apparently not.
Damn it.
That's unfortunate.
I just want him to keep yelling random shit as he's making random shit.
God damn it. do we have any emails?
No, we don't.
No?
Are you crazy? Nobody emails us anymore.
Listen, I just...
Although if you're listening, you are more than welcome to email us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to get your email and read off whatever you write to us, because as has been noted in the past, we will read pretty much anything that gets sent to us.
Yep.
So if you just want to, like, self-whore yourself.
Self-whore yourself?
Yeah. If you want to whore yourself out to us.
You could do that, too.
Self-whore your whore self out to self us.
Yeah, something like that.
Make yourself email us a self-whoring whorish self-help whore.
Words, right?
Bang.
Yeah, something like that.
Pappy has diarrhea. I have diarrhea of the mouth.
Apparently.
Just like GamePro.
Wah, wah, wah. Wow, thanks. So,
yes.
Since you got your Windows 10 to work properly,
yes.
Why don't you tell everybody about some of the games that you've been playing through Windows
10? The neat thing is, well, I'm sure a lot of these were available on like Windows 8 and 8.1, but I only had Windows 7, which means
As did I.
Yeah, I never had like the Xbox app on my computer. And the ability to download Xbox branded games to my computer. So I have that for the first time.
Yeah.
Which, as I mentioned before, I got a shitload of free solitaire achievements.
Now, the other thing that I noticed, too, is there was a lot of, like, there was some games, like, there was one game that you were playing that I had on my Android phone at one point.
Which one?
The Make It Rain thing or whatever.
Is that also on Android?
Yeah.
Because it's Xbox branded, so I didn't know if that was...
See, now there's a lot of stuff that I've noticed, even like that one other game that you were playing that had controller support. Like, I had that on my phone at some...
Dungeon Hunter 5.
Yeah.
I know other Dungeon Hunters have been
out. Are you guys
out.
Still boring?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Of course.
But, yeah, Dungeon Hunter 5, I had it on my phone, and, like, touchscreen controls are okay, but I... kind of stopped playing it because of how irritating it is to try and play that shit on a phone.
Sure.
But now I can play it on my computer.
Right.
With controller support.
Right.
And I linked up my account to get my old account on the computer.
Well, there you go.
And once I did that, I immediately got like 12 achievements. Again, free achievements.
Well, that's just because you're an achievement whore.
Indeed.
Oh,
dude,
God,
I've gotten
yes.
so many achievements in the past 2 days, thanks
so
to Windows.
So I checked my Xbox. I've been a gold member for 8 years.
Nice.
And I think I finally have as many achievements as Joe got in year one.
Year one wasn't that big for me, really.
you can actually remember. What was it? Was it 3 years ago when they had the competition or 4 years ago?
That, oh, God, that was a while ago. That's when we lived in Luzerne.
Yeah, that's when you were playing, like, every fucking game you could find that had easy achievements.
Oh, God, yeah. There were, the one site that I used to be on, they had an achievement contest where the person who got the most achievements after, like, a month won some big prize with game and some other shit.
You were top five, weren't you?
I was number two.
That sucks.
Yeah, and no matter, like, near the end, I just gave up because anytime I would get close to first place, he would just, like, shoot ahead again.
Yeah, this other kid apparently was doing like 18 to 20 hours of gaming a day.
Yeah.
Well,
like all the easy stuff, like he did fucking Avatar during this contest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I even said like in the last week, I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm not going to even try anymore. And he's like, well, why not? I'm like, dude, every time I've gotten close to you, you've jumped ahead like 1,000 or 2,000 points. He's like... So you could keep trying. I'm like, why? I'm not going to win. What's the fucking point?
Yeah.
So you're just going to stop trying because you're not going to win? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just stop playing that, go back to enjoying the games.
Yeah.
And
I think what it is,
save
is there's
up
a difference
for the game.
Between, you know, keeping it close or playing to win or just really, really enjoying yourself. If two of those three are gone.
that
if you're not enjoying yourself and you just can't keep it close, then, you know, it's hard to justify trying.
Right.
Yeah, during that contest was the only time in my life I snapped a game disc.
I don't think I've ever snapped a game disc.
I've only done it once, and I have a good reason for doing it.
What game was it?
Like Ski-Doo Challenge.
Yeah. Oh, that was the one that was fucking you over, wasn't it?
It was a snowmobile game, and it was supposedly really easy. I got a bunch of easy achievement points out of it, but
okay.
It would get to the point where it's like a four-lap race, the races could take upwards of 10 minutes.
Okay.
And on the last lap in the last straightaway, for some reason, every time I would go off the one jump, it would, like, turn me sideways or, like, flip me upside down or something. I would wreck and lose. Every other lap, no problem. Straight ahead jump. It's like when you're playing Forza Horizon, you go off a jump, and for some reason, it just, like, shoots you off to the side for some reason because you didn't jump properly, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote.
Yeah, so after, like, the sixth time of it happening,
so
I ejected the disc and snapped it.
Yeah, and said, I've never broken a disc, but I have broken the handle of a controller.
In your butt.
In my butt. I sneezed.
And it just clenched right off.
Risk. Risk for the Xbox 360. It was so cheap. Like, I attacked. I had 20, and I attacked a neighboring country with two armies, and I lost. And then the next round...
That's fucking retarded.
The next round it happened again. This happened three or four times.
Yeah,
damn near in a
row.
I got so angry,
that.
I slapped... You know how you can hold the Xbox controller in one hand?
Yeah.
And I brought it down on my... I was in a recliner. I brought it down on the floor of the recliner. And the recliner was stronger than the handle.
Damn. Again, wow. With me, there wasn't much of a loss. Because
Ski-Doo?
Well, not like, not just that, but this was back when I was kind of a dickhead
and I pirated
games. Yeah,
this was the special
edition
Halo 3 controller, so I felt kind of bad about it.
Yeah?
But this was when I downloaded games and burned them onto discs.
For 360?
Yes.
You're scum.
I know.
Yeah.
Go look at my library now. I've more than made up for it.
Yeah, yeah, you have. I'll commend you on
I,
that.
I openly admit that I was a dickhead by doing that. Any of the games I really cared about, I have bought since then, digitally, physically, or possibly both.
Yeah.
But,
basically.
Or for three different platforms.
Only three? What are you talking about?
I was going to say, or like five.
Dude, I don't know how many systems I fucking have Shovel Knight on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Have it on the Wii U. Have it on the 3DS. Vita, PS3, and PS4. X-Bone. Although that was all one purchase.
I only have it for the X-Bone and the X-Bone.
I don't even have it yet, and I want it, and I want to play it.
And they just did a run of that earlier today.
Yes, I saw the end of it.
But yeah, the Ski-Doo challenge was a burnt disc, so I was out like a buck for the dual-layered DVD.
Wah.
And that's a game I have never owned since then.
I would fucking hope not.
Dude, I have Hannah Montana sitting on my shelf. Which, Pappy, we still need to play that together.
Well,
yeah, but I packed my Xbox 360.
When you visit.
You goddamn...
I can play it when you visit.
No, for the one Christmas as a joke, I bought Pappy a copy of it, and I bought Jacob a copy of it, Sweatpants.
Yes.
Because it was clearanced out at Kmart for like $3
or
something. And then I bought a copy for myself, and I said that one day the three of us need to get on an Xbox party and play the game together. Same activity, same everything. We were just going to go through it together.
Together.
Well, I don't have a 360 together anymore, and I would sure as hell hope that they're not going to make it backwards compatible.
Dude,
for
that
the
would
one.
Be great. Oh my god, I would fucking lose it if like, it was.
Like, I swear to god, if they start doing like how here's a little bit of news sprinkled in. So PlayStation is doing a thing where people can vote for titles that they would potentially like to see for PlayStation Plus for like the games.
The
free games.
Did the 4chan army just pick the worst game and start voting?
I don't know if I think this news just came out today. They have three different games.
Right.
None of them are out yet. They're all future releases. Three different games. The most popular one is free for the month of whatever month they do this. The other two will be discounted. So
That's cool. It's
you're picking one of three games that isn't out yet that you might not know much about. Like, I didn't even see what the games are.
Right. But
it's a cool idea, though.
With that said, if they do something, because they did technically have a thing where you can vote for the games that are backwards compatible. Because right now, Snoop Dogg is campaigning to try and get
NCAA 14.
Nice.
So, but you can go on there and you can vote. Maybe we should just try and like get a bunch of people to vote
for
him. Well, you remember when Xbox did the from the Xbox to the 360, that their initial list of backwards compatible and how ridiculous the list was, like Barbie's Pony Adventure.
Yeah,
was
there
on
were
the list.
Some really fucking weird ones on there.
But then but then some really popular games for whatever reason, you know, they weren't backwards compatible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, a lot of the issues there were the completely different architectures between the systems and getting those older games to work.
Right.
The difference is that with the 360 to the Xbox One is they made a working 360 emulator that they just wrap in all the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there, I feel
there
like there shouldn't
very,
be...
very, very little work to be done.
Right. There should be a lot less of a reason why they couldn't put a certain game out other than licensing.
Yeah, they
but
said...
But I still can't play Def Jam.
Oh, God, I miss Fight for New York so much.
Dude... There was one on 360, wasn't there?
There was Def Jam Icon, which is a horrible sack of shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
When I say Def Jam, I'm only talking about Fight for New York.
That's all ever anybody really wants to mention when it comes to Def Jam. Speaking of PlayStation 2 games that people have been really trying to find and play, I finally got a copy of a PlayStation 2 game that I've been dying to play. Now I just have to get myself a PlayStation 2. Champions of Noroth. It's a disc version. Like, it's
never
just disc only. It's
that's tough to find.
It's basically Diablo. but on PlayStation 2. So, yeah. But it's a good game. It's a really good game. It's a very, very good game.
It was made by, Snowblind Studios?
I'll tell you in just one
second. If I can remember, they're the guys who did, like, the Baldur's Gate games, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, Alliance 2.
This is a Sony Computer Entertainment.
Yeah, it was released by Sony, but I thought it was developed by Snowblind.
I don't see anything on the disc, so I'd have to Google it. But yeah, I'm super
Champions of Noroth.
Yes.
Yeah. Pappy's on the case.
He's on the case.
It even tells me how to spell it properly.
Go to work, Pappy. Get the job done.
Okay.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you.
Yep, Engine Dark Alliance Engine. Developers Snowblind Studios. Publishers Sony Online Entertainment.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Release date February 10th, 2004. Hack and Slash. Yep, that's a Chris game.
Yep.
Oh, I found the list of the three games.
I'm ready.
Armello, which I never heard of. Grow Home, which officially hasn't even been announced for PS4, but hey, it's coming.
Apparently it is.
And Zombie Vikings.
Okay.
So, just based on the names alone, I don't care.
Yeah.
Zombie Vikings might be cool.
Whatever.
Grow Home developed as an experimental project at Ubisoft.
Right, the publisher, it's fucked.
Not necessarily. You never know. Child of Light was fucking incredible.
Fair enough.
As long as it's not in the Assassin's Creed engine, I think it has the potential to be good.
Child of Light was an absolutely gorgeous game that bored the shit out of me.
That game is so good.
I made the mistake of trying a game that is more or less JRPG style.
Yeah.
And I keep forgetting how much I don't like that style. It just bores me.
I thought the
battle system was a lot better than just the standard.
It was much JRPG. Better than the standard, but it was still a turn-based battle system.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only turn-based games that I've legitimately enjoyed was like Advance Wars.
Well, those aren't really RPGs. Those are strategy games.
The only turn-based game I ever enjoyed was Skies of Arcadia. Skies of Arcadia was the only one.
I don't know how you got into that, but you can't get into any others.
I don't know either. Maybe it was just the timing. Sometimes
it's all about timing.
Because it was my first console, the GameCube. It was only my second or third game. I was in Japan. I still didn't know a whole lot of people. You know, I had a couple of friends, but I hadn't gone into that where I knew dozens of people and hung out every weekend. I would just play that game when I came home from work, and I just loved it. I loved the story. I still hated the random fights, but I loved the story, and I loved the leveling system.
It's a thing. I can't do JRPGs, like, at all. At all.
I'm like the anti-Dale North.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
Nice. Anti-Dale North.
Only I like corgis.
We're watching Scott Pilgrim at work during lunch, so I'm Nega North.
Oh, Jesus.
You see how far away from the mic see how far away from the mic I am, Joe?
Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The highlight of today's podcast is me sticking things in my ass and you burping from 10 feet away.
And a phone call from the credit card company.
I was going to say. Phone call from the credit company.
So, it's a slow game news week.
Actually, some news came out today of a game that has been long rumored to be coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Even the PS3 and 360 back when it first released.
Duke Nukem Forever?
Zombie U.
Oh, yeah!
Is officially coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One, titled Zombie. Just Z-O-M-B-I. Not only is it officially coming out, it's coming out in August.
I was going to say, you're like, tomorrow!
August 18th. Digital only.
First-person survival horror?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is it good?
I heard it was really good.
It was highly acclaimed on the Wii U at launch.
I've heard a lot of... there has been a lot of people telling me that Zombie U is like the best game on the Wii U.
Easily
if
one
the
of them.
If the player's character is killed by a zombie, which can occur with a single bite, the character will permanently die and the player will then take the role of another random survivor.
Yep.
The previous character will become a zombie who they must kill in order to reclaim the inventory.
Yep.
Whoa.
The biggest concern here is how well it's going to work, because Zombie U was heavily designed around the gamepad.
Yeah, I was...
And that second screen experience.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, they've retooled it, so instead of having your backpack on a bottom screen, you still have to hit a button to go into it.
See, but, like, but I thought that was the appeal of it. It was like, you know, there was stuff going on the screen on the top, but then you look down at your gamepad, but you had to make sure that you just look up every once in a while so you don't get overwhelmed. Like,
it'll probably be some sort of interactive where you pull it up on the bottom right hand of your screen, but it doesn't pause the game.
No, it pops up in the middle.
Oh,
with
shit.
View still, you could see along the borders. So you could still see if a zombie's coming from the side, and the game does not pause when you go in your inventory.
Okay.
So, is this single player only?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Wii U version had a kind of multiplayer experience.
Kind of multiplayer.
Where the person with the game cat could put they could put zombies on the map, like, in front of you while you have to still deal with it, but they removed that functionality from this port.
Boo.
Because there was no way to effectively do it.
Yeah, and cats are notoriously terrible with their paws.
Goddamn cat. Fucking Peaches. I swear to God.
Boo.
Chris, like, today I walked into the living room. The fucking curtain behind the TV was down again. The one speaker was on the floor. The PS4 was halfway knocked over because the fucking cats. And I thought it was Potato this whole time. And Chris is like, oh, which one's the orange one? Peaches? Yeah, she was laying up on top of here. Oh, you motherfucking... bitch.
Which is actually really funny because it's actually Chris doing it now since he knows...
Chris is, like, crawling on the floor, pawing up at the PS4.
If I could fit behind the TV and the wall, I'd probably be, like, a male model or something. I don't know.
You could sleep back there.
The fun thing is, I know Chris has been playing the PS4.
No, I haven't.
Through the Vita?
Once. I talked about it last week, and that was it.
No, because yesterday...
It's like an accusation. I only did it once. Don't you put that evil on me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I noticed the light on the PS4 was on.
Yeah, I didn't
I was like,
it.
What the hell? Who was playing the PS4? It turned over to the channel. Fucking Rocket League was on.
I didn't play it. I had Rocket League on my computer.
I don't know that.
Unless Ashley's getting that Rocket League on.
Which I highly doubt, but...
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I have Rocket League on my computer. I don't need your PS4 anymore.
I don't know. Unless the cat... Oh, fucking Peaches is doing it.
I bet you. Yo, Peaches... I need to start playing with Peaches in fucking 2v2 leagues.
And you somehow just crush the competition.
Just fucking... Yeah. Like the fucking best player in the universe that turns out to be
Peaches.
Your cat. Like,
I would say it would be Potato. He's got to be a savant at something. Because he's an idiot at everything else.
GameStop email.
Sorry.
Your shit's coming in.
My shit. No, it's just some fucking, hey, power-up reward email.
So, yeah. Video games.
I did get a fun video game email today from Nintendo.
Yeah.
August is Kirby's birthday, and to celebrate today, they released 3 Kirby games to the Virtual Console.
Which ones?
The one for the DS. What the fuck was it? I know what I could do. I could check my goddamn email. And...
Yeah, you could do that, too. You could be prepared, like a professional.
Prepared on our podcast.
You could be a professional.
Bitch, you cray.
Only a little bit.
You totes cray.
Only a little bit.
Totes. Not a little. You totes cray.
Only a little bit.
You totes cray fish.
Meow.
Meow.
Fish sticks.
Dead air while we wait for Joe.
Fish sticks.
Fish sticks.
Yes, because I'm the only one who talks on this show, I guess.
Fish sticks.
Let's see. Kirby Squeak Squad from the DS, which is $10.
Squeak Squad?
Yes. Kirby 64 from the N64, which is $10.
I would play that.
And Kirby's Return to Dreamland from the Wii.
I would play the fuck out of that.
For $20.
I had to watch the Kirby versus Majin Buu fight from Screw Attack last Saturday.
Didn't see it.
So, yeah. I don't know. For those who aren't aware, I guess Screw Attack does what if this character fought that character and they would actually emulate the entire fight. it was... Boo from Dragon Ball Z versus Kirby, because apparently Boo is heavily influenced by Kirby, like in character design and everything.
Understood.
It was 20 shades of ridiculous, and Kirby won.
I actually saw... There was another one. I watched one where it was like... It was Guts versus... Now I can't fucking remember.
They pulled up the video game Deadpool versus comic book Deadpool or something like that, and it ended up being just ridiculous. But that one was the next, and everyone else in the room was just like, fuck it, now I need to know. So we watched a 20-minute thing about Kirby fighting Boo.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I might watch that Deadpool one.
They said a couple of them will run like up to an hour. Because I guess before they get into the fight, they actually discuss everything. Like,
yeah, they theory craft the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's too much for me, but I can see the appeal.
I enjoy
especially
it.
Especially in this day and age when everyone's
show,
always
Deadliest
like, who
Warrior.
Would win in a fight?
I forget who they put up against Guts, but Guts fucking tore him a new one.
Nice.
It was nice. I was
probably
I was,
some video game character.
It was actually, you know what? I think it was what's his name for Final Fantasy because of the big ass sword.
Oh,
Cloud.
Cloud or the guy after Cloud.
I don't know.
The guy.
Oh no! You know who it was? It was fucking the guy from Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I was gonna say you know, Soul Calibur makes more sense.
No, like a Nightmare, I think.
Yeah, should have had Volgo guy with the giant sword.
Yeah, dude, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Guts would win because Guts is just faster. Nightmare is too damn slow.
It was good. It was.
Trust me,
cool.
I played his Nightmare a lot in Soul Calibur 2.
Honestly, for the longest time, I thought you were talking Guts Man from Mega Man.
No, just Guts.
Guts.
From Guts Berserk Rage.
From Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shows where our interests when he said Guts, and I immediately went, oh, Berserk. Yeah.
And right. I went Mega Man.
You went Mega Man.
Oh, yeah, because I, you know, I played that one Mega Man game that one time. Yeah, oh, never, it was Mega Man 2.
Listen here, you I've goddamn kid.
I can't help it that I haven't, you know...
Get off my lawn.
The list of things I'm bad at in games is much longer than the list of things I'm good at.
Get off my lawn, you yeah. son of a bitch.
The only reason Joe keeps me around is because I like Telltale adventure games.
I still haven't fucking gone back to Tales of the Borderlands. I haven't done, the other chapters yet.
I'm 2 episodes behind on Game of Thrones.
I haven't touched either of them.
Do you have
I'm
them?
Thinking when I come yes. back to visit next month, or almost next month in September, I'll probably just play finish season 1 and then play season 2 in front of you, Joe, because I haven't touched season 2 yet.
Of what?
Walking Dead.
Christopher Walking Dead.
The Wankin' Dead.
You could just do Game of Thrones here. I'm sure Ashley would get a kick out of that.
I actually wouldn't mind doing that, because I'll make a couple different decisions and see if things turn out more better.
Yeah, I'm sure Ashley
or
would
worse.
Love that. She likes Walking yeah. Dead.
You stood up for yourself. Your entire kingdom has been burned to the ground. Fuck.
Motherfuck. Again.
Yeah, there's one where I played Peacekeeper, and my character at that point got murder-faced for it. I'm like, yeah, it's a good thing I took the neutral kind route. You know, God forbid if I'd, you know, been a dick.
Oh, do we have a Snapple fact?
We do have a Snapple fact. It's real fact number 740.
The real fact is I got to urinate like a... Ugh.
Jesus Christ, Pappy. You just pissed out your ass.
Poison ivy is not ivy, and poison oak is not oak. They are both part of the cashew family.
Really?
So apparently you should eat poison ivy.
Well, little lambs eat ivy.
Something like that.
Mares eat oats and does eat oats. Little lambs eat ivy.
Gesundheit?
Kittle eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
What?
Someone out there is going to hear that and be like, oh, I remember that song. Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kittle eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
No,
get
no.
off my lawn, you son of a bitch.
I'm confused.
And that's how it should be.
Okay. So, Joe, what have you been playing? Have you been playing anything?
I played some Binding of Isaac, but no, I've been watching other people play games.
Yeah, so have I. I played a little bit of Binding of Isaac as well.
I am incredibly excited for Tuesday.
What's Tuesday?
Rare
Sorry,
Replay.
My tiny bladder's been kicking in today.
Rare Replay finally comes out on Tuesday.
I have to try and see if I can come up with enough money to get that.
I'm going to probably pick it up. There's too many games on there. I've never played Conkers.
Me either. I've never played any of the...
Dude, it's all about Blast Corps.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Blaster?
I know. Motherfucking Blast Corps.
I never played any of the Banjo-Kazooie games.
Gesundheit.
I really want to play fucking Viva Pinata again.
True.
I want to play Battletoads and beat it so I can say I actually beat Battletoads.
You won't.
You won't.
Because, you know, apparently the GameCube or the Game Boy version doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
The arcade version doesn't really count either because it's drastically different from the NES version.
With the NES version, the one people say is the hardest is the when you're on the bike, right?
Yeah.
But you just have to memorize that level.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'll write that shit down.
Doesn't
matter. Good
luck reading it.
Doesn't matter. Like, watch a speed run of Battletoads.
Yeah.
To get an idea of that fucking
jet bike level. I remember watching last year one of those games done quick was I want to be the guy. And I watched
when is the Bashi run?
Tomorrow.
Thank fucking God that I didn't miss it.
And I'm just watching it. And I'm just watching it, and I'm like, you have to literally memorize this entire game.
Yep.
Because the guy's even saying, like, oh, yeah, I died. I was one pixel off. It's like, uh-huh. I refuse to play the kind of game where one pixel means a difference between life and death.
Battletoads. Very close to pixel perfect.
Pretty much pixel perfect. I think you get, like 3 or 4 leniency.
I don't get
I counted
many.
The pixels. There's at least 3 of them.
Dude, you joke, but
yeah,
that's
dude.
How a lot of speedrunners are.
Game, yeah. Well, just old school games in general, too, were very unforgiving compared to what we have nowadays. But I was very yep. bad at the unforgiving games, so I'm personally glad that games nowadays have a little more freedom.
Every once in a while, I do want to play a game that's going to be, like, relatively challenging.
Honestly, that's why I play, like, Dragon Age on hard. That's challenging for me.
That's why I play hardcore in Diablo.
From time to time.
Yeah, after you've already gotten all the things.
Well, sure.
I need them again, but in a different thing where I can die forever.
When's the new X-Bone patch or release for Diablo?
There's not a date yet. It's in the PTR. Like, they're releasing stuff, like, and showing off stuff.
Okay. So it's in the works.
Yeah, it's coming
soon.
Eventually.
It is soon, TM.
Want to know what else is soon?
What?
Gamescom in Germany.
Yeah, I guess they're showing off some Halo stuff?
Oh, I'm sure they will, but the big thing is at Gamescom, they're going to be showing off Quantum Break.
Okay.
They're going to be showing off Scalebound.
Hasn't Quantum Break been in the works for like 30 years?
No, like two or three.
Two.
And they are going to be showing gameplay of Crackdown.
I'm pretty pumped about.
Have they fixed... Are they acknowledging some of the problems of the original Crackdown?
We won't know until Tuesday.
Okay. I hope they acknowledge that some of it was a little ridiculous.
Which means next week's show is going to be a Gamescom spectacular.
I wouldn't say spectacular, but it'll be a Gamescom show.
Yeah. Yeah, calling any of our shows a spectacular is probably pushing it quite a bit.
Probably. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
And so, in other news, everybody's dead. Yay.
Very true. So
any
on
Fallout
that note,
4 news?
They're going to do a loot crate for Fallout 4.
Ooh.
But that's about it. That's all the news.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's all you get. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Fallout 4, it's going to happen. All right, we're good.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just don't push it back. Do not push it back.
I don't think they will.
No, I don't think they
because
will.
I'm here for Christmas. I'm going to have like 10 days off of work. I need some Fallout 4.
Yep.
But yeah, I think as kind of news lackluster as this show has been, despite a decent amount of news that we've talked about, I think next week is going to be the big one. Tuesday.
It was a lot more filler news, though, today.
And pretty credit much. Card
like,
news.
There's a little bit. Nothing really big, nothing to drool over.
No.
Yeah, I think Tuesday is going to be a huge day for Xbox owners with Gamescom and Rare Replay. A lot of people think that we might see possibly preview program users getting the new dashboard soon.
A lot of people
think that it might coincide with Gamescom.
I could see that.
It'd be cool if it happens.
Could it please coincide with Netflix parties?
I don't think we're ever getting those back.
We'll never get those back.
The Xbox 7 when we're in our 50s.
Apparently, that is not at all the fault of Xbox. It is entirely the fault of Netflix because they...
Oh, so at least I know who to blame.
Yeah. Netflix, they decided that they would make their own apps. And the original Xbox Netflix app was made by Microsoft.
So Microsoft cares more about the user experience than Netflix?
Yes.
That's actually legitimately surprising.
I'm not Netflix surprised
is,
at all.
I'm not surprised at all either.
Netflix is geared around sharing and spending, you know, time with people. You know, that's why they allow you to give codes to other people. That's why you can use it in every room of the house.
Well, here's a stupid question. If you're gonna like, why can't you just make sure that everybody that wants to sit and watch Netflix together starts the show at the same time, and you're in a party?
We've resorted to that before,
yeah.
After Xbox parties, but sometimes it gets a little wonky. And God forbid if one person's Netflix crashes, it doesn't pause it for everyone else
or buffers.
Yeah, or buffers.
Well, maybe they should get a better internet connection.
True.
Some people have that choice, some don't.
Well, You always have the choice.
I'm looking at you guys for the internet connection. I don't have a problem here.
Dude, I don't have fucking Pentel data anymore. I'm okay.
Nope. Interwebs are good. G2G.
Like, I can finally download things at over a megasecond.
Yeah, my only problem now is some of the apps are starting to be shitty. Like, Crunchyroll doesn't like to play for more than an hour without crashing.
Well, maybe you should not watch Crunchyroll for more than an hour.
I don't comprehend why that's not.
Why is this a problem? Why is this an issue?
Why is that an option? Like, not watching it is not one of my choices.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is.
Understood.
Not one of the ones I choose willingly.
Gotcha.
So I just go back to YouTube and watch other people play games, which is sad.
Why would you watch on YouTube? That's what Twitch is for.
Twitch is
like I said, I've mentioned before, I really like the Gary's Mod stuff, and I like that gaming group, Vanoss and Minilad and them, and they put up 3 or 4 videos a week, and I watch them.
And I watch them.
I would tell you to make sure to watch Witwix play I Want to Be the Boshi tomorrow on Twitch, but I think you'll be at work.
Yeah, I work until 7 o'clock your time. We're getting out a little early tomorrow because there's a camping trip this weekend.
Camping.
Maybe we're getting out a little early. I hope so because it's like 90 minutes away. And for those people bringing their kids, I can't imagine them making it there in time to put up a tent before dark.
Well, his run is around like 1 your time tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. No, if anything, I'll be en route.
Play it at work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'll get right on making people love me even more at work.
Yeah. You're a lovable guy.
I love you, Pappy.
In that loving herpes kind of way.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically you get used to me and I don't go away.
Ever.
Ever.
And occasionally it burns.
Ever.
It's gross.
Ever.
It's gross.
All right, so anyone else have anything to talk about? Or should we just get the music in and end this goddamn thing?
Music.
So we could go back to watching Twitch. Yeah, end the show. Rip. Play some Kirby.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
To celebrate Kirby's birthday.
Birthday.
BCT.
Happy birthday, Kirby.
My homie. Birthday boy.
Hey, what are you playing, Joe?
I thought we did the what are we playing thing already.
Yeah, everybody's been doing the same shit that they've been since last week.
Yeah, we've been playing Binding of Isaac and watching people play games.
And I haven't played a thing. But I did watch Justice League Gods and Monsters. Pretty good.
Oh, and I was playing Solitaire.
Yeah. Batman is a vampire. That's and Superman was raised by Mexican immigrants. It's a really interesting take on the DC universe.
Interesting.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So Kirby music, Gamescom next week, Rare Replay next week, and RIP.
And I'll still be alive.
RIP.
Rip in peace.
RIP. RIP. RIP.
RIP it.
RIP it. RIP it. RIP. RIP.
So how long is this gonna go on?
Yeah.